Tintu Carpet Cleaner.
Oh, hi, Timothy. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I am all right.
Good. Good to hear. So I was following up regarding the payment, but I also see that you had some questions on your account that I might be able to help you with.
Yes. So the issue that I'm having is I'm getting calls or leads that I can't use. Like I'm getting leads from North Carolina and places that I can't go. So I'm just trying to understand what exactly am I paying for, because I'm not really getting any leads from you all. And when
okay.
I do get a lead, it's from somewhere that I don't work in the area.
Okay. So with your program, you have two components. You have the Facebook ads, which, you know, are set as a radius, and you have the Google first page optimization, which is set to Arlington, Virginia. So if you're getting calls from another state, there's no way they could be coming from the Google listing, because that's more, you know, helping you with a book of business that's in your local backyard and some of the surrounding areas. But with the Facebook ads, what you could do is maybe tighten up the radius a little bit as far as where we run those ads and where we promote them, right? Or if you've been running Facebook ads and you don't see a return on it as of yet, it's been, what, a couple of months that you've had them, you could always take the Facebook ads off, and that would lower your subscription to $199 monthly. So each month when you pay us $299, we take $100 off the top and we send it to Facebook to run those ads for you. But if you're not getting a return on them, you could either modify the radius on it or you could take them off altogether. And what I always tell people, if they modify the radius, rather than saying, oh, I'll go, you know, 20 miles or 50 miles or whatever, because then you still might get clicks from places that are undesirable to you, you know, it's good to maybe pick 5 or 7 targeted areas and just run the ads exclusively there. And then based on the return that you get, you could always, you know, modify it as you go.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing that I wanted to do is I want to take off the the dummy number?
Oh, the call tracking. Yeah, we could do that. So would you rather promote this number ending in 9193?
Yes, because on the internet, on Google, it's showing up that one page says this number and it has no reviews, and then the other page says the other number and it has all the reviews. I just think that's confusing for my customer.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So
I'd
rather run it off the same number.
And the one with the 17 reviews is the one that has the call tracking number on it. So it could be that our company merged the two listings, and maybe you're not supposed to have a duplicate listing, by the way. That's one of the number one factors that would hurt your rankings. So it could be that when they got you verified, they caught that and they got them merged together. But let me just.
Yeah. So I would just like, I would like to take that off just so there's no confusion.
Yeah. I just looked up your company, and I only see the one Google listing, so that's good. So they've gotten rid of the duplicate, but even so, we can get that call tracking number off of there. That's not a problem. Because that's just
rather it come straight to me. I don't need all this other confusing stuff.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. So are you thinking, as far as the payment, you'd like to take off the Facebook ads and try it that way for a while, or do you want to leave them on there and modify it?
I'll try it one more month just to see if the modifying it will work. If not, then I will, I'll definitely call back and dial off, the $100 to, because I don't want to pay for stuff that I'm not being able to utilize. And I'm getting calls from like North Carolina and Fresno, California and stuff like that. Like, what?
Oh my goodness. Yeah, no, that's definitely coming from Facebook. That wouldn't be coming from Google. So yeah, we'll keep an eye. Oh, I see that. I see Lily Enriquez, Fresno, wash my carpet. I see. And those actually say Facebook next to them. So that's where they're coming from. So, and the reason I suggest sometimes for people to modify them or take them off is that 87% of consumers will hire off the first page of Google, right? So that only leaves 13% if you take, you know, Facebook and Yelp.
And you know what? You know what? Let's just do that. I don't even want to play. I don't want to waste the money because I need
That's
money for marketing, and I don't want to waste it. So, yeah, let's just take that off.
I always recommend the Facebook ads in the beginning, the first couple of months like you had, because it jumpstarts
your
results.
Yeah, because I can run my own – yeah, I can run my own reels on Facebook. I don't need $100 going to them for nothing.
And it's the Google listing that's exclusive with our company, but the Facebook ads, you can put them back on or reactivate them at any time. So if you change your mind next month and say, gosh, I wish I didn't do that, you could always call back and we'll put them back on. That's no problem. But for now, it'll save you a little bit of money. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I'll keep the Facebook business page, correct?
Of course. Yeah, the Facebook business page, and then we'll also update it with the numbers, you know, since you want the tracking number off of there. So
yeah,
because
it's just confusing for my customers, that's all.
Yeah. No, I understand. I get it. And with Google likes things consistent too. So if you have the same number promoted everywhere, that's going to help you. If you have, you know, different numbers, that always will be kind of like a red flag. So it's a good thing.
Yeah, so let's
take
that off and let's do, you said it would be $199 instead of $299, correct?
Exactly. $199 and month to month. And I already made that adjustment for you. So for this payment, is it going to be on a different card or should I try it again on the card that we have?
Just give me a second to transfer the money to that card because I'm the owner and the operator, so I have to keep things in a certain order so I don't lose my mind.
Yeah, I get it. I that's why I love talking to
certain things come from here,
owners.
Certain things come from there. Yeah, because I can't.
Yep.
Yeah, I need documents and receipts and all in one place. So, give me one second.
Of course, no problem.
Give me one second. I'm still here. My phone is just moving slow. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Take your time. It actually is good because it's giving me time to notate the account. So.
Okay, you can process it now.
Okay. Let me go back to that screen. And then you should be good to go. And then that call tracking number, when I send that revision over, they'll do it within one business day, but we're on the West Coast. It's only 7:30 in the morning, so I'm sure they're going to get it done today, okay?
Okay.
Yep, and I did get the green light for you, Timothy, so thank you so much for updating that, and have a really great rest of your week, too, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, thanks, I appreciate that. Okay, bye-bye.
Oh, bye-bye.